TV and the daily BFN radio program where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
Hey, man, what's up?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm up.
Oh, it's wonderful. That's very good.
That was good.
It's always good for you to be up.
That's good. Yes, and awake.
That's good. It's good. And also joining us is Steve Kalaszewski.
Well, hello, hello.
Well, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. I'm kind of feeling like I'm in the stratosphere right now.
Yes. Was that awesome what the Lord had just revealed to us this Sunday, and starting in the morning, and just as it continued on throughout till midnight? The presence of God, right? Just powerful at the Dream Center.
The only word that I've been able to just put as a description of it is just electrifying. It's just been God's presence His presence was just like carrying me all day, and I was just like, woo!
I know.
And wow. I was actually just talking to Peter, and I said, you know, God's word said is just like, I have meat that you know not of. And I was telling him, I'm like, I can feel my spirit eating just his presence and the thickening of his presence and just...
like a sponge.
Yes, just soaking and it's powerful.
Yeah, so I want to encourage you that, you know, what the Lord asked us when the disciples asked him, can you teach us to talk to the Father? Can you teach us to pray? He goes, oh yeah, this is how you do it. When you pray, this is what you ask. Ask that the Father's kingdom that's in heaven would be on earth, just like it is in heaven. I mean, we're supposed to be conduit to bring through God's Spirit the kingdom of the presence. What is the presence of heaven like? And you think about it, no sickness, no disease, no sin, no all those. It's just like joy. And the greatest attribute of heaven, of course, is the presence of God. And so, you know, so much religion has dampened that understanding that maybe you forgot. But let me tell you something. You are designed for the presence of God. Pleasure is found in the presence of God. God loves you and has, if you have not yet made a decision to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, today's the day to do it. You don't want to miss out on eternity in the awesome glory and presence of God. We shared some of our stories at meetmyfather.org, meetmyfather.org, so you too could, you know, read about our stories and get a witness for yourself. And say, you know, I want to meet God through his son, Jesus Christ. I want to be a part of the family of God. But yeah, when God's, we're just designed for his presence. It's like, I just want to spend the rest of my life, you know, in the presence of God. And I want to live in his presence. I want to follow his spirit and encourage others to do the same, but I'm not going to leave his presence to satisfy people who don't want to follow his presence. You know? It's like, come in here, but I'm not going to go out there in the context of that. I want to walk. And wherever you go, we're not talking a building here. That we'll be talking more about that. But also talked about, you know, one of the atmospheres, when you talk about the atmosphere of heaven, it's an atmosphere of honor. You know, God honors his son. Jesus honors the Holy Spirit and his Father. The Holy Spirit honors the Father and the Son. I mean, it's just this whole atmosphere of honor. When you hear people who have encounters and had glimpses and heavenly encounters, they talk about how such an honoring thing, not a worshiping thing outside of worshiping God, but in regards to just, they deferred to the other in honor. And like God says, you know, if I'm your Father, where's my honor? And it's like, honor is like a rare commodity. And, you know, religion has taught so many people, you know, some wrong things about honoring folks. You know, if you know, they say, well, they're not a member of this church, you know, then they're not, you know, can't honor them. Or, you know, if they're not a Christian, you don't need to be respectful or honoring. which is ridiculous. Have you met yourself lately? You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And, but there's three things that you can honor about people. Two things you can honor about everybody. The first thing that you can always honor about every individual, every human being on the face of the earth is that every human being, they were created in the image and the likeness of God. They were created in the image and the likeness of God.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can honor them. You can look at them and you can talk to them in the context and respect them in that context. And you don't want to offend and you don't want to come against and you don't want to be critical of someone who's creating the image and the likeness of God. So you can think about people, even mm-hmm. no telling what they might be doing with the image of God, but you can honor them and think about it, that that's only Satan. If somebody's convinced you that you can look at the image and the likeness of God and you can be that critical over it, then what happens is you're held captive because he says this ought not to be so. And James, you know, blessings and curses shouldn't come out.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus talked about, you know, we're supposed to go let the world know about the love of God and preach the good news of Jesus Christ, and that our love for each other would be proof to them that that we're disciples of Jesus. And so you can honor them that they're made in the image and the likeness of God. You know what they do? They're going to be held accountable just like we are about what we do with what God, how God created us. But we're not called to be the humble police or the critical police to go tell people, you know, why they're bad. You know, if we want to bring the culture of heaven, the kingdom of heaven here on earth, we got to begin to have those kind of thought life, those kind of responses towards people. And there's nothing more beautiful than an honoring environment. I know that when I was over at, you know, Pastor Kilpatrick's church and I was watching Dutch Sheets speak there, and his spiritual son, Damon, was there. Damon Thompson was praying for him while he was speaking, and he deferred to Dutch. And I was watching that relationship there. And of course, Brother Kilpatrick, spiritual father to me. And it's just, you know, as I was telling, you know, Dutch, how beautiful that honor is.
Mm-hmm.
And you just notice it, just totally notice that honor. And if you're just look for opportunities to honor people, I mean, honor them, and in your life, honor. It says that, you know, a wife should honor her husband. I mean, think about how you honor your husband, and then the husband honors their wife, and honor your children. Your children honor your parents, and then honor those in authority. And, you know, and it's like, it's amazing. It's amazing the environment. If we want the kingdom of heaven to come, the atmosphere of heaven, we got to begin to think, well, heaven's about honor and how to honor someone, even if they're doing the wrong things with the image of God. But you can honor them for the fact that they're not no, you know, creature from the lagoon somewhere. They're made in the image and the likeness of God. You know, some people talk sometimes like, do you understand what you're saying? I mean, how are you ever going to win that person to the Lord when you just said those things about them?
Yeah.
And the second thing that you can honor about everybody, this is everybody, is that, you know, they've been given a gift. There's some sort of gift that they've been given. You know, and it's given without repentance. And when you look at that word and understand that word in the context of that, you can say, God never regretted giving them this gift.
Mm-mm.
Even though they misused it, maybe, or maybe they abused it, or maybe, you know, they did something with it, whatever, that's between them and God, what they're doing with it. But you can actually know and see an architect, for example, that built this beautiful high-rise building who they might be, you know, not living for God and, you know, building things that are totally, you know, opposite of God. But realize there wasn't no demons teaching this man or woman how to build this building. That's God's gift inside this man or woman. And so you can recognize, there's a way to recognize, you know, and this is, I'm just having this conversation because it's going to be a conversation that we're going to have over an extended period of time. Join us at the VFN Dream Center, or you can listen on VFN TV on Sundays at, I think,
10:30 and 3:30.
Yeah, 3 o'clock Central Time. And, but just to begin to think about, you know, what is the atmosphere of heaven? What is supposed to be like in regards to, you know, in there, there's healing, there's deliverance, there's joy, there's the glory of God. Well, one is that, you know, one thing you can begin to really honor in someone's life is the talent. And you could talk about it. Did you know you're creating the image and the likeness of God, that you have God qualities, you know, in how that you're designed, and you have the ability to create and get vision and walk things out, and things, you know, come to pass. And even though, you know, they might not, you can at least get them to start thinking. It don't necessarily mean they're going to begin to acknowledge God and begin to think about God the way they should, but their thought life's going to change. Mm-hmm. They're going to bring God into their perspective. But the talents, you think about, you know, somebody's been given a gift of music, and they can play an instrument, they can sing, but they're not using it to be able to, you know, to glorify God, and they're not even using it to just have standard type entertainment or whatever, but they're taking it in dark areas. But that, it's not demons that actually gave them that talent. It's demonic activity that it's influencing them to use that talent. But that talent has to be captured by the adversary, because that talent came from God. And that's why all of a sudden you can have somebody who has all this wild whatever, mm-hmm. you know, demonic lyrics and all this kind of stuff. All of a sudden they write this one song, and it's the most beautiful song. Mm. And somebody says, well, they're trying to figure out, well, how could that happen? It can happen because that mm-hmm. talent all along was given by God. You can talk to them about that song. You can say, you know, that talent that you have, that came from God. Mm. And so there's everybody. We can honor everybody on the face of this earth, understanding those two things. And there's a third area that you can honor people, but this is people that are born again, people that made Jesus Christ the Lord of their life. You can honor the Spirit of God in their life, that they have God's Spirit dwelling in them. And that's a way to honor them. But think about it. If all of a sudden you began to see everybody as ones that are creating the image and the likeness of God, then you're going to begin to treat people differently. Mm-hmm. You're not going to put, even though, you know, that gift is being used in a wrong way, you're not going to fail to acknowledge that gift came from God. You're going to tell them that you can do that because God gave that to you, and it's, you know, you're good at using that gift. And then you can begin to think, wow, what's going to happen then if in fact we begin to acknowledge that? And then when people already understand they're made in the image of likeness of God, they already understand that this talent came from God and how they've been using it before they were saved. So when they do get saved, they're going to bring that talent and their image of themselves in and say, here I am, God, it's mm-hmm. all yours.
Right.
And then you're going to have these talents that are surrendered to God. I mean, think how powerful that is. This is, I mean, right now there's a huge proof positive that the enemy does not have talents, that the Satan doesn't have talents. He has to capture those talents. Mm-hmm. Because you have these huge talent shows like Britain's Got Talent and X Factor and American Idol and World. And what they're doing is they're going through people like cattle, trying to find out which ones have talents that they can make money on. I mean, if Satan had the ability to give talents, don't you think he would give talents?
Mm-hmm.
He would give them. I mean, he would do that if he could do it. But he has to actually find someone that's creating the image and the likeness of God, who's been given a talent, and he has to go through a lot of folks because he don't know, and he's using those that he's held captive to do that, off profiteering off of the talent mm-hmm. and the gift. And they have to look through all these people, and they don't know until they see the person use the talent. Maybe it's singing. Maybe it's, I don't know what they do, you know, acting mm-hmm. or magic tricks or something. I don't know. But once they see it, and then they look and see how the crowd reacts to it, they realize, hey, this is, and they even say it. They say things like, this is a gift from God. You've been gifted by God.
Mm-hmm.
But their goal, that goal, is to market it and make money on it.
Mm-hmm.
But it just shows you, if they got to go through all of that to be able to find a gift, that means you had that gift all along. And the sad thing is, because the church hasn't honored you in the context of you're creating the image and likeness of God, because they didn't honor God's gift inside of you, maybe you never even thought that you can actually make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. And this God, you give all that to God, and all of a sudden you'll find just this whole new, you don't need this world to be able to recognize that, or your parents or whoever you're looking for to recognize, God recognizes you. It's his image that you're created in, and he's the one that gave you that gift, and he's the one that will pull it out and be able to use it. And your gift will make room for you. Mm-hmm. It will just make room for you. Just remember, the atmosphere of heaven, one of the aspects of it, outside the most important, which is the presence of God, is an atmosphere of honor.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. Three convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
The $50 Eye Guy here with some eye-tastic news. Now, two locations to better serve you, so when buying your next pair of eyeglasses,
come see my dad, the $50 Eye Guy.
$50 Eye Guy.
Welcome to the Army Navy Store with two locations to better serve your needs in Crestview and in Fort Walton Beach.
We have ammunition, weapons,
tactical gear, survival gear, uniform, patches, and much, much more. Call, go online, or visit us today.
Is it lawful to terminate an employee for religious discussions in the workplace? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
My son was doing an internship for school with the probation office, and he was with a probation officer the other day, and they started talking about the Bible and things like that. And when he got back to the office, the guy that's the head of the program told him that he was going to have to let him go out of the program because he can't speak of those things.
Well, you cannot be terminated from a position, whether it's an internship or employment, because of your religious beliefs or what you've said about a religious topic, as long as it's not disruptive to the workplace. But I also want to get in touch with you, your son, and let's get our lawyers at the American Center for Law and Justice involved in this, and we're going to get you some direct help.
The American Center for Law and Justice is here to defend our religious liberties. Learn more about the American Center for Law and Justice on our website at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
The VFN Torch takes VFN radio to the next level. Listen, you can't show pictures and you can't play videos when you're listening to the radio, but we have it available for you. Take it to the next level, linking resources. As a matter of fact, when you hear about one particular article or segment that's going on VFN radio, there might be four or five other segments that we did over that quarter or several months that you can tie together. Why? It's available for you. It's called the VFN Torch, just like the torch that Gideon carried, the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on VFN Torch.
Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear?
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. I just pray that your Christmas will be blessed, time with your family, times with friends, just remembering the reason for the season. We're talking about the presence of God and just powerful encounters with the Lord. If you missed it, and how to honor people, what is the atmosphere of heaven like? And beginning to understand that. And the presence of God is the, oh my goodness. Hopefully that'll be made available. That talk will be made available to all of our partners, you know, our VFN TV partners. Don't forget, any partner of any amount at all gets, we've got this big gratitude area of teachings and green room and specials available for you. And when you think about VFN TV, the one thing the Lord gave a word when he launched us out on television, you know, we began in radio and mm-hmm. and began in television, was he gave me this dream. And in this dream, you know, he showed that that a battleship. And basically, you know, think about spiritual truths, and you think about the prophetic word given by Steve Hill, that the spiritual avalanche and how, you know, false teachings have been spread around. They're stacked up like snow and an avalanche is going to happen. And what you got to fire into the snowbank to prevent this thing from having an avalanche. And it's just an amazing thing. But, you know, when you think about it, it's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news you know. And also, if you haven't noticed, that a lot of people have just turned away from any news at all.
Mm-hmm.
And if God's people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, that's just the pathway to destruction. The thing about it is to be able to have, you know, right source news, you know, biblically based news. And you think about it, Jesus calls us and commands us to be the light of the world.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say if you would like to or not. He says, you are the light of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Let your light shine so other people see your good deeds and give glory to God. And the light is not just a good deed, but it's the fact of, you know, what is God saying? What is the Lord saying today? What is he saying in his word? What is he saying in dreams and visions and prophetic unctions? And VFN TV is so exciting to watch how God, you know, birthed it in a time of prayer. And it began in a prayer watch that, you know, we have that we grew in wisdom, you know, thanks to we had a desire, but wisdom came from what Mike Bickle walked out at the International House of Prayer in Kansas City. And for, you know, Mondays now for years, we've been having 24 hours worth of prayer with certain prayer mm-hmm. watches. But in that prayer watch is where God birthed, he said, you know, this is what he wanted, was VFN TV and the daily radio program. And so it was birthed. And now as we're walking it out, we're watching after being around for a while and watching what God is doing. God's just raising up voices that basically, you know, the media mountain. We talk mm-hmm. about the mm-hmm. aspects of culture.
That's right.
And who says the world has to be the one to tell you the news?
That's right.
I mean, it's so crazy. Isn't that crazy? How often the church has turned to the world for news.
Right.
And then you hear these newscasters, which you had this high respect for in the past, you find out who they really were later on. Once they retired, you think, all along, that's how you felt. You were against God in your own heart mm-hmm. while you were putting the news out to all the people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like now, you know, it's like why God is making it available, well, like a VFN TV and the daily radio program. And what was really cool when, you know, Pat, you and I were up at the summit up at South Carolina at Morning Star, you know, Rick Joyner was talking about prophetically that God is raising up like VFN TV. He's beginning mm-hmm. to raise up. As a matter of fact, this is Rick Joyner at Morningstar Ministries talking about, you know, how news is getting all flaky and stuff, but God is raising things up. Listen up.
But I don't think our government's telling us the truth. The CDC isn't. It's bizarre. We've got to discern the truth, what is really happening. Not only can we not count on our government for provisions, and that's one of the first things we learned at Katrina, with all their good intentions and all their resources, they couldn't get it to the people. Okay? I don't think we can trust them for accurate information either. We've got to have our own source of information. We need to have other reliable sources for what is going on. And there are potentials for this to be developed. There are some major things going on in Christianity today to develop sources of information that will be trustworthy, that will be accurate. And if they're not trustworthy, they'll be covered as potential. We're hearing rumors of this or whatever, but it won't be presented as news if it is just rumor. But to get accurate information, I believe the Lord is raising up people to really do that. And you're going to see the world come to the church for information. For light.
All right. It's so encouraging because, you know, we're just following the Lord and what mm-hmm. he's saying, and all along he's revealing things to us and what he's doing. But I'll tell you the truth. When I listen to watch VFN TV or listen to VFN radio, I get so encouraged.
Mm-hmm.
And when I listen to the world's perspective, and that's all of them, you know, in the world, all the little newscasters and all that kind of stuff, which is nothing but a room mm-hmm. with cameras in it. You can mm-hmm. go to the studios in New York and you can see all the different studios. That I get discouraged when I hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Or just bombarded with tragedy without resolution. Bombarded with incident after incident without mm-hmm. resolving anything. And not only, yeah, we do talk about the reality that we know about, but we also, God speaking, we're hearing what he has to say about it. We're reading, you know, from the scriptures what it says about it, but we're also hearing other brothers and sisters confirming what's going on. And out of it, we're seeing God establish like a glory zone. He's beginning to just show us that these seven spheres of culture, like the, you know, you think about them as mountains, really, but just God's going to, you know, believe for this impacting these seven areas of culture. Mm-hmm. And one of them is the media mountain, this media aspect. Well, who says that the world and people who choose not to walk with God has to be 100% in the media? Why not we have our own?
That's right.
And that's what God has just busted that wide open. We're working at three television studios in the area in the Gulf Coast that we're at, and broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, online, on cables. I mean, it's amazing what the Lord has done since we stepped out like that. But we're going to be talking more in our rest of this program, you got to catch it, about Apostle Isaiah Kaderi and something that happened prior to him speaking on the air, speaking about VFN TV.
TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Talking about the app, I love the app. You need to go to Google Play Store or your Apple Store or your Windows Store, wherever you across all the platforms, we have an app for you. And it's the VFN TV and the Daily VFN Radio app. You can continue to take VFN TV and the Daily VFN Radio program on the go. We have podcasts for you that it downloads. Just it get right into your phone.
Just automatically.
Automatically. Mm-hmm. In fact, I was having a conversation last night with my sister, and she was telling me that a friend is going to Japan for the military, mm-hmm. and she was sharing with her all the things that you know have been discussed on VFN TV and the Daily VFN Radio program. And how she was so encouraged, and she's like, well, she has a 15-hour flight, and she can listen to. I'm like, yes.
Oh, wow.
Tell her to get on the podcast. It will download right into her iPhone. It's right there. And she'll listen to it. Because you don't have any internet in Sky, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Uh-uh.
And you can just listen and go. She's like, oh, my goodness, that's awesome.
You know, you talking about that, John, reminds me of an encounter that I had. There's a lady that I had met, and she travels so much. She travels from Miami. She's all over Florida, basically all up and down the coast. And we ended up just striking up a conversation about the Lord, and she was just sharing about how God's been speaking to her. Mm-hmm. And we just started talking about the radio program. And she was just like, what? And just really encouraged and intrigued, and we started talking about it.
VFN TV?
Yeah, the VFN radio program. And I looked down, and she had her purse, and then she had, obviously, like a cover or something for her iPad. And I said, is this your iPad? She says, yeah. And she just very, very, just opened up her iPad. I said, can I look at it real quick? She says, yeah. So I opened it up, went online, and went to the radio page, and then I went to the home, like the app, and I just downloaded the app for her. Put it right on her home screen. I says, here you go. And I showed her on my phone, showed her on the iPad. She ended up sending me a text. This was probably like a month ago.
Now, where does she work now? She works for a hospital. Okay.
But she travels and she works for, I don't even know. She works for multiple hospitals.
Right.
And she ended up sending me a text and she says, thank you so much for sharing me that app. I was up all night listening to segment after segment after segment, and I am so encouraged.
Wow, so you shared with her VFN, the VFN TV and the Daily VFN radio app.
Yeah, just downloaded it right there.
Wow, isn't that encouraging?
Yeah.
We're hearing testimonies like this over and over and over again, and it really encourages us because we're here for you. We're here to keep the conversation light and to, by the grace of God, bring biblical perspective to the things that are happening all around the world and to share wisdom moments. And to share what God has been speaking to us prophetically about the coming days. And we're excited, truly excited every day to have this conversation with you as we're abiding and seeking God and to be here with you. So this is beautiful.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT, light. with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I don't know if you... Merry Christmas out there to all of our listeners and our viewers. We just want to wish you a Merry Christmas and just, you know, we just want to bless you. We want to bless your relationships. I want to encourage you, take the time to just pause and pull that stuff out, all those things, those memories and trees and garland and cinnamon and apple tarts and turkeys. And I mean, just don't let the season pass by without. And it's amazing, this younger culture that I was speaking to Derek, a friend of mine who's a waiter. And it's almost like this present day younger culture is just leaving family.
Mm-hmm.
They're leaving Thanksgiving. They don't eat turkey. It's like, mm-hmm. I just want to go. It's a Chinese food or a steak or something totally different. It's like, it's just one day a year you have a chance to be able to really be thankful. And I don't know if you guys have heard of this, but Bill Johnson with Bethel was reading from the Passion Translation. The Passion Translation. Mm-hmm. He's reading Psalms 37, 3 through 5. And I mean, it is so encouraging. It kind of makes you want to be able to get that translation, kind of soak on it. You got to hear this.
Verse 1, don't bother to worry about the wicked ones that are successful in this world only. Don't think for a moment they're better off than you. They and their short-lived success will soon shrivel up and quickly fade away like grass clippings in the hot sun. That is, until you share the gospel with them and they get saved. Yes. Verse 3, keep trusting in the Lord. Do what's right in His eyes. Listen to this phrase. Fix your heart on the promises of God and you will be secure, feasting on His faithfulness. Here, let me read that again. I don't think it really got through. Might want to turn the mic up or something. Fix your heart on the promises of God, and you will be secure, feasting on His faithfulness. You maybe never heard this one before. Fix your heart on the promises of God, and you will be secure, feasting on His faithfulness. Get ready, because I got more. If you make God the utmost delight and pleasure of your life, every longing within you will be fulfilled. If you make God the utmost delight and pleasure of your life, every longing within you will be fulfilled. That's amazing. If you make God the utmost delight and pleasure of your life, every longing within you will be fulfilled. That's just a good word. Wow. There's more, but we'll end on that.
That is so encouraging, you know. I'm like, I got to find that translation. Yeah. And it was called the Passion Translation, I believe it is. But Psalms 37, 1 through 5, I guess. But what he was doing was, and this, I want to encourage you. A lot of people, you know, I don't know what you put into yourself before you go to sleep at night. I know Pat puts butter pecan ice cream.
I used to.
And, but just think about this. Go to sleep at night. Put the word of God in you. And imagine this. Keep trusting in the Lord and do what is right in His eyes. Fix your heart on the promises of God. And you will be secure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many people are worried about everything, but you're not fixing your gaze, your eye upon God. You'll be secure and feasting on His faithfulness. Not only just secure, mm-hmm. but you're going to be feasting. This is the God that we serve. This is, by the way, this is heaven. I mean, this is heaven on earth. And if you make God the utmost delight and the pleasure of your life, think about this. He will provide for you what you desire most in your life. I mean, he just will give you the desires of your heart. Mm-hmm. And I just want to encourage you today. You know, be encouraged. You'll never go wrong trusting in the Lord. And it's an amazing who is used to keep your eyes off of God and how much religion even tries to get your eyes off of him and get you focused on this or that or whatever. But you know what? If you want to be safe and secure and feasting on his faithfulness, keep your eyes and your heart on his promises, knowing that he is faithful. He is faithful. And that's what this thing is all about. Is not only do we reach out, like he says in Acts chapter 17, to touch me, though I'm not far from you, but what do we do when we do touch him, when we do realize that he's here and that he's present? We trust him. That's what we do. We trust him. And it's just a powerful, powerful reality. And one way to do that is through abiding. Abiding with the Lord. Jesus said, apart from abiding in him, we can do nothing. But what happens when you abide, which is hang out with God, you know, hide his word in your heart, you know, begin to read scriptures and all of a sudden something jumps off the page and God just speaks to you about it and you just write that down. And then you ask him, God, what are you saying to me? And you talk about how grateful you are and remember what he did on the cross. And it's just a powerful thing. And we have a plan for you at iabide.org. It's a free plan. Mm-hmm. You can request it today. We have it there for you. Just the other day, you know, our audience is so spread, but within that same week, we had abiders coming in from the east coast of America, mm-hmm. and the same time from the west coast, like LA, mm-hmm. at the same right. time. And we're so excited about, you know, our audience. We're so excited about you coming in, and of everything that we're telling you, one of the most important things that you can do is abide with God, spend time with him. He loves you. This whole thing is about, yeah, he does exist and he does love you. And yes, he is your Lord. And you did say yes to him, but now spend time with him. He wants to reveal his secrets to you. He talks about it in Proverbs chapter 1. It's about a relationship. He wants to be present with you and he wants you to be present with him. And think about it. By doing this, just like this Passion Translation says, you know, keep trusting in the Lord and do what is right in his eyes. Fix your heart on his promises, on the promises of God, and you will be secure, feasting on his faithfulness. I don't know if you heard that or not.
Right? Say it again.
Keep trusting in the Lord. Think about it. Trust is something that you just, it's part of your faith. Faith, trust. Mm-hmm. I just trust God. The faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you don't see. You trust that he loves you. He cares for you. He's guiding you. He's got your back and he's got your front. The goodness and mercy is following you all the days of your life. Keep trusting in the Lord and do what is right in his eyes, not in men's eyes. Quite often that would be a conflict anyway. Fix your heart on the promises of God, and you will be secure, feasting on his faithfulness. Mm. I mean, you want to have a feast in this season. You want to have a feast for the rest of your life. And, you know, we can tell you from our experiences, I mean, God has done some amazing things. And there's so many things that, you know, what he's already revealed, that if we just went back to feast on it, and we want to, but he's moving us on. It's like kind of that tension between when the word of God says, well, if everything Jesus did was written down in a book, the world couldn't contain it. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, he's just so good and mm-hmm. his awesomeness is so awesome and that he's so faithful. And my goodness, I just want to encourage you, begin your journey today. This is not about religion at all. It's about a relationship with God. It's about spending time with him and him spending time with you and you sharing your heart with God, but also God sharing his heart with you. I mean, you think about the garden. But think about it. God created Adam, and every day he came down in the garden and he walked with Adam. How was your day? That's pretty good. I named a few animals. You know. What did you do? What did you do up there? Oh, you know, named a few universes, you know. But it was a relationship. They're strolling in the garden. They're talking. Intimacy. And he even said, you know, it's so relational that he said, you know, it's not really good for Adam to be alone. I'm going to create him, help me. I mean, the whole thing is about family and relationship. Mm-hmm. And when you understand this, truly, keep trusting then. When you understand, you'll understand to keep trusting in the Lord and to do what is right in his eyes.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I want to welcome our VFN TV audience, our Christian Television Network audience around the nation and on the Gulf Coast, Monday through Friday. Also, our VFN radio audience around the nation and around the world. If you've been missing our program, or you're saying, I wish I would have got that, I would have got this. If you sign up for the Torch newsletter, go to VFNTV.com. I believe in the upper right-hand corner, it says newsletter sign up. Just go there. Mm-hmm. And every single week, you're going to get a summary of what happened that week in a way that you can just kind of glance right through it and say, what do you want to watch? What do you want to hear? What do you want to share? And we want to make sure whatever way you can get it. But by signing up for the Torch, you know, that makes that possible for you. In other words, you can listen throughout the week, but you can summarize it at the end of the week to make sure that you didn't miss something that you need to know. Man, we have so much to talk about today. I wanted to be able to talk about gratitude. That's so important. But first I want to talk about Duck Dynasty. Why? Because it seems that our viewers and listeners, anything to do with Duck Dynasty.
Oh, my goodness.
So did I tell you about Duck Dynasty? There was two guys in camis that walked into a donut store. They I've had a chance to flip, you know, after looking at our ratings and seeing that you love Duck Dynasty, we are going to have some camis done for John so he can show up.
Yeah, and my beard.
Your what? Your beard?
Yes, my beard.
It's called Beard.
Oh, Duh. Beard. Duh.
Beard. That's what I said.
No, that's not what you said.
Is that funny? Yeah, that's funny. Anyway, so
here in the South, it's beard.
Beard.
Yeah.
I have to remember the beard.
And, so, and we got the cami. We're going to get the camis, I guess, done up for them and all that. But,
Great. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes. We were going to do it, but it's so much lower budget for the cost of amount of material that we have to use. You know, only a yard, right? Only a yard of material.
Just a yard.
With me, it's like 7 yards, 8 yards, something like that of material. I forgot how many yards it takes to fix stuff. You know, obviously I don't know nothing with that. So, but yeah, Duck Dynasty. So if you get a chance, we're talking about Duck Dynasty.
Okay.
So it fits in there.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
You know, so we were talking about in the early part of this program about how, you know, the media mountain, the aspect of culture that really, how many people you listen to them, they talk about, you know, this is what we were doing last night. And they talk about their media experience. Mm-hmm. And their assumption is all of America was doing that with them. Mm-hmm. But when you travel and you look around and people do what they see in media. So media is very reflective of culture, how we communicate things. And today it is, you know, through technology, television, broadcast, cable, mobile and all that kind of stuff. And so it shapes culture. Mm-hmm. One part of shaping culture is media, you know, and as Rick Joyner talked about, that God's going to be raising up. We're finding out, you know, VFN TV, you know, to this point, he just has so powerfully, you know, touched what we're doing and is using it for his glory. And it's truly, you know, a network that God is establishing mm-hmm. and building by his grace and through the love gifts and the sponsorships of our partners and our sponsors. And I want to encourage you, if you have not yet decided to stand up, you can do that. You can do that by simply going to VFNTV.com and become a partner today for any amount whatsoever. We have a whole area It's just there to say thank you, filled with these fresh teachings that we talk about that we don't get a chance to talk about on VFN TV. The green room, some specials that we have with our guests that we ask them special things just for our partners, that they would talk to you and share their hearts, and specials that are going on. For right now, there's a special about a CLEP view of the summit. So you can, in a short period of time, get an overview of what took place. And it was this harvest summit took place mm-hmm. that God put together, you know, in Fort Mill, South Carolina, that you would just, it's just there for you. We're just so grateful mm-hmm. for your partnership of any amount. Just go to vfntv.com and follow the promptings through partnering, and you have immediate access into that area. But, you know, VFN TV, just talking more about that, because God sends Apostle Isaiah Kadari from Nigeria to begin to confirm, you know, what he's doing on the Gulf Coast, that God's, you know, going to pour out a glory zone, you know, mm-hmm. just a powerful move of God. The nations are going to come, and they are beginning to come, obviously, because he's from Nigeria yeah, that's right. and others that are coming from different nations as well. But we prayed. This is something that happened before we had that interview that day. And since today we're talking about, you know, some of the words and some of the things spoken over, you know, VFN TV in regards to how God just identified it in a vision about it being like a battleship walking up, going down. And it's interesting. It's the glory zone. It's an outpouring on the Gulf Coast. And he showed the battleship going up and down the Gulf Coast.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You know? And
how about that?
And he's, you know, yes. And so just truth, you know, that type of thing. But here is, you know, Apostle Isaiah Kadari from Nigeria, who has, he doesn't have that grid. He's a brother right. in the Lord. So what he has is what God told him.
Right.
So when he comes to America, you know, we start praying, because we prayed before the guest was there. We prayed before we had that time together. And I just knew, I just felt in my heart. I mean, everything he talked about, the cool wind, the rain, the sound, mm-hmm. that all happened. Mm-hmm. It happened the very same time. All those interviews you can actually see on the VFN Torch. But listen, this is what happened. We got together and we prayed. We wanted you to hear what was said at this time of prayer. Just imagine this. We're all on our knees just talking to God, and some words were spoken out.
Let's say, the cloud is gathering, and it is about to rain. Yeah. As it was in the time of my apostles, for the church was born in power.
Yes.
And the church will go into glory in power. Yes. Now, this end time, I have set sure. out my framework of divine appointment, and I have chosen you as vessels, mm-hmm. vessels, vessels yes. to the nations, vessels to the nations, vessels sure. to the nations. And I hear God say, make yourself available unto me, for I will use only those that make themselves available unto me. And the Holy Spirit say, Egarizabo Koslotozama, Monda Regedebezokratis Kadia, for you are about to step into the era of signs and wonders yes. like the world has never seen or known before. Milagaranda masogre debeuskia. For the gospel shall prevail and will take over by signs and by wonders. For until people see my hand of power, they will not believe. Therefore, you are about to step into the end time of signs and wonders. Expenzu legamanda kraitelimini en grondamantola zebod islade kezogradia. Baflozekra dizegla damaso kretizia. Only for those that are hungry. Only for those that are thirsty. Only for those that are hungry for me. I will manifest my power in them and through them. Make yourself available to me. For the more you are hungry for me, the more you are thirsty for me, is also the more that things will manifest through you that I have ordained from the foundation of the world. I brought you from all nooks and crannies of the earth yes. to this very point sure. for a divine assignment and for a divine purpose. Yes. Just be willing, for those that are willing, they shall eat the good of the land, says the Spirit of the Lord.
We want to break the chains of traditionalism,
yes,
and skepticism over the hearers of this broadcast.
Yes.
Let your truth get through without boundaries.
Yes.
Yes.
Father,
yes.
Your will be done, Father.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. La Rosi Kabaya. Greg, I see in the realm of the spirit that the hand of God is coming upon you to make you and your ministry His voice to the nations. He said, "You shall be His voice to the nations. You shall be His voice to the nations. Voice for this end time." The voice to the nations. No power can silence or can quench. Yes, you are the voice to the nations. Legora manda kaskiba roski tele gai tezigra damantusia. Now, in a short while, because of what is about to birth in the Gulf Coast, in a short while, God said by His Spirit, He is going to send people from all nations to the Gulf Coast. In preparation for this great outbreak, people shall be coming from all nations, from Africa, from Asia, from Europe, from Australia, from South America, from North, from everywhere, from all Europe. People will be coming from all over the place to form the squad of the prayer upper room that is going to birth the next revival generation. Is going to be drawn from all over the world. Right from this Gulf Coast, is going to spring up again. The type that the world has never known before. That's what is getting ready to happen. And God is right speaking His word to our hearts that everything is taking a new dimension. Yes. I know it's not going to be anything that has to do with denomination. It's not going to be anything that has to do what people call skepticism. It's not going to be the wall of denomination will fall because God wants to bring His church together. Yes. Drawn from all churches, all the remnants that has the flair for the end time revival shall be drawn into this end time movement. Yes. It's a movement. It's not a religious ritual. It's a movement. Yes. It's a movement of the Spirit of God. Yes. It's a movement of the new thing that is about to burst out. It's a movement. It's a movement. Lord, we're going to pray one more prayer. Lord, put the hunger in my heart. Put the thirst in my heart. Just ask the Lord to put the hunger in my heart.
So it's amazing. And what you're looking at is that the presence of God was so powerful on us at the time. We were just overtaking.
Yeah, it's powerful.
And you know, sometimes when you do that, it's just like, oh, you know, what do you do? Mm-hmm. And just God was just meeting us powerfully. And this time of prayer, you know, Victoria was there with her son. He just had a powerful encounter with God.
Yeah.
And you know, God was just moving, just powerfully. Mm-hmm. But just again, He's unfolding about what His plans are. And that was Apostle Isaiah Kadari, who the Lord had, you know, sent from Nigeria to the Gulf Coast and showed him this movement in that it's going to be the whole area. He talks about, you've got to go listen to his whole interview. I'll go to VFNTV.com and watch or listen to his whole interview. But we wanted to show you the significance. It's like, you know, that your partnership, you're standing with VFNTV as a partner, as a sponsor. I mean, you're part of this. And God showed me very specifically when He showed me battleships, that was also when He showed me businesses who stand up for Him. They stand up for God and country in that order and Israel, that God is going to give you wisdom, how to take your business from a place that you don't wish it was presently at, and how He's going to begin to help you restructure your business and bless your business, that He is going to help you When you stand up for him, there's going to be a difference between shopping at your store versus shopping at someone else's store, getting their car fixed at your business versus someone else's business, eating at your restaurant versus, and this is going to be a difference because God showed me the specific thing. He wants to honor those who are honoring him. He wants to show the difference. And it's amazing how that's all coming together from what God said and how he confirmed it. So I want to encourage you, you know, become a part today of VFN TV and the David Perdy radio program by either being a partner or a sponsor today. It's real simple. Go to VFNTV.com and just choose partner and follow the prompts.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
John, you remember that? Remember that kind of like that that little video clip of that guy running during that slow mo? How did that go?
No.
Like the marathon runner, the guy was like, ch-ch-ch-ch. And it's like showed him running or something. Come on, you're from the 70s. I know because that came out right before me, and that was a popular movie.
What did you confuse it, Pat?
What movie was that? It was like Chariots of Fire or something, there was a marathon runner.
80s, by the way.
Okay, it was 80s. Okay,
right.
Well, what I will tell you about Marathon, okay,
is that
BFN Radio is available on the Marathon weekend. Steve, you know what that is? That is every weekend, the whole week's radio program are back to back to back. It's the VFN Radio Marathon.
Wow.
So throughout the weekend, you can enjoy all of the great segments, all the great insights, God's news behind the news from Monday through Friday, all on your weekend on a 24-hour loop. I encourage you stay plugged in and enjoy your weekend with the VFN Radio Marathon.